overhaul of the labour laws will be on the agenda later today when the Turnbull government releases the final report by the Productivity Commission into the workplace system. But the government putting some distance between itself and the controversial recommendation to cut weekend penalty rates. In a moment, we'll be speaking to the ACTU Secretary Dave Oliver, but first, political editor Alison Carabine. Ali, good morning to you. The Productivity Commission's final report will in all likelihood recommend a cut in Sunday penalty rates as we understand it. But the federal government is appearing to be shying away from the recommendation. How does that work? Is it simply because of their memories of work choices? Can they really sort of remain distant from it in the way that they're trying to be?
Yeah, look, no doubt the coalition still very badly burned by the backlash that it incurred over work choices. The debate will be up and running again today with the release of the Productivity Commission's final report into the IR system. What the commission will be recommending as far as penalty rates are concerned is pretty moderate, Hamish. It's not calling for them to be scrapped altogether, rather that Sunday workers shift from double time to about time and a half. It's the very least of what business wants. The government also keen to wind back penalty rates, but it's simply not prepared to tempt fate. The Employment Minister, Michaelia Cash, is restating this morning the government's position that it will be up to the Fair Work Commission to make any changes to penalty pay. So it's up to the industrial umpire, not the government, to cut penalty rates. The government trying to put itself at arm's length. It's a fairly feeble approach, and it is at odds with the government's general approach to IR reform, and that is that any changes to workplace relations would first be put to next year's election. So the government would seek a mandate at the poll next year. Now, that's still the case with regards to the government's general approach to reforming the labour laws, but there's a big exemption now, and that is penalty rates. Different approach.
Can the government really keep that distance between themselves and whatever is recommended? And furthermore, can they expect anything other than the opposition and the union movement to campaign hard on the issue?
Yeah, well, I think you can expect the opposition and the ACTU to go in as hard as possible. You would have heard Brendan O'Connor on AM. Whatever the government says, it simply can't be trusted. Brendan O'Connor citing the way in which work choices were sprung on voters after the 2004 election. Now, we have an opposition which is trailing the government badly in the opinion polls. It desperately wants to get a campaign up and running on penalty rates. It's an issue that could garner some public support and damage the government. Now, with regards to the union movement, I would not doubt that it has genuine concerns about workers' take-home pay, but for its own sake, the ACTU also needs to pick a fight with this government. If the opposition and the unions can't make any inroads on IR reform, or tax reform for that matter, Hamish, then the election could already be lost. So it's in the opposition and the ACTU's interest to campaign hard on this particular issue. The government, as we've seen this morning, trying to neutralise that campaign before it gets off the ground.
A bunch of Australian ministers, I think four of them, meeting with their Indonesian counterparts today, both in Australia and Indonesia. Is this the opportunity that they have, that this federal government has been looking for to mend ties with Indonesia after the execution of Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran?
Well, look, I think the Australia-Indonesia relationship will always have its tensions. That's inevitable. But we are near neighbours. Both countries recognise that we have to work together, like it or not, especially when it comes to fighting terrorism. Without doubt, Indonesia, our most important relationship, not just a near neighbour, but the world's largest Muslim population. There will be these simultaneous top-level ministerial talks in Jakarta and Sydney today. They'll focus largely on counter-terrorism and the importance of that cooperation. Intelligence sharing underscored on the weekend when Indonesian police, and they were acting on a tip-off from the AFP, arrested several people who were allegedly planning a suicide bombing in Jakarta. Lots of strains in the recent relationship, not just the executions of Chan and Sukumaran, but also the government's turn-back policy. Nor would Tony Abbott's recent comments have helped much. His call for an Islamic reformation also his boast that the West has a superior culture to the Muslim world. I think that would really grate with the Indonesians meeting their Australian counterparts today.
Very briefly, Ali, some government MPs still smarting at what they say is Malcolm Turnbull's attempts to close down debate over any links between Islam and terrorism.
Yeah, look, this is a micro controversy, but it is still bubbling along, the unusual intervention by the ASIO Director General Duncan Lewis into the debate over the language used by government MPs when talking about the possible link between Islam and terrorism. We learned on the weekend the Prime Minister gave Duncan Lewis the mobile number for the new Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, who had backed Tony Abbott's call for reform within Islam. Duncan Lewis called Andrew Hastie for a chat. Some Liberals believe Duncan Lewis is inappropriately trying to influence what can and can't be said. They see this as a freedom of speech issue. It's got nothing at all to do with freedom of speech. Duncan Lewis not dictating who can say what. Really, all he was doing was rightly reminding MPs that inflammatory language could provoke a backlash among Muslim Australians, making ASIO's job that much harder. This is a government that is doing everything it can to keep Australians safe, fair enough. And now, if that has to include the head of ASIO speaking with one or two MPs to remind them of the need to watch their rhetoric, so be it.
All right, Ali Carabine, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, as always.